It was also reported that in the Caribbean, there is significant underreporting of instances of child sexual abuse. Most parents or caregivers don't make an uproar when incidents occur. And this silence is due to several reasons. One is disbelief and denial. The issue of that doesn't happen here. And a lot of people deny and they say that. Then dependence on the perpetrator for financial support. There's fear of retaliation or reprisals by the perpetrator. There's a culture of shame and maintaining privacy in families. And also there's a view that sexual abuse is a private matter. So this has been happening. It has also been found in the Caribbean that there's a culture that tends to make the perpetrator the victim. Many times there's more sympathy for the perpetrator than for the victim. There is also the tendency to protect the perpetrator, who is usually a family member or a trusted friend of the family or some other person well known to the victim. There is also the issue of ineffective reporting protocols and inefficient or inappropriate responses by the civil responsibilities, the civil authorities. There was also a World Bank study done in 2003, which revealed that the Caribbean has the earliest age of sexual debut in the world.